Welcome to another episode of Peak Performers Radio. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green, and in the studio with us today, we have Dr. Trey Steger-Smith with Destined to Succeed. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me, Ryan Green. I appreciate it.
All right, wonderful to have you here. Today, we're going to discuss your new program and, talk about five pillars of success, a holistic transformational approach. So we want to start by just asking, you know, when you talk about a transformational approach, a holistic transformational approach, who are you targeting? Who should be listening to this broadcast right now?
Okay, anyone who should be listening to this broadcast are those that are looking to transform from a holistic approach. Now, when you see the word holistic, it's W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Now, I know that's spelled incorrectly, but it's focused on the whole person, meaning that the person will focus on five key areas. One is financial. Two is their whole life. Three is career. Four is their health. And the fifth component of everything brings their whole the family, which is in many people's lives is the component to bring everything together. So the person who will basically for is someone who does not have their pillars aligned. When you have one pillar that is not equal to the other pillars, you can't have a true focused approach. It's just like your house. If your house is lined up with pillars, if one is short, your roof will be slanted, and therefore you can't have a roof structure that is framed properly. So this is for anyone who wants their life house, if you will, to be straight perpendicular on a 90-degree angle, if you can visualize it that way. So this is aimed for that individual. Doesn't matter whether you're a teenager looking to get their school career, their school life, or if you're a senior citizen looking to transition into their third of life, correct, or their health or finances. So basically, it's geared for anyone looking to get their pillars correct.
Sounds awesome. We're going to get into more in depth into about those five pillars a little later on, but I want to let's kind of introduce you to our listeners. Who is Dr. Trey Steger-Smith?
Well, I am a person who is constantly transitioning and aligning her pillars. I'm a wife. I'm a career coach. I'm a career consultant. I'm a voiceover artist. I am a person who has been through the toils of life. I'm a newly middle-aged woman. I just recently had a 40th birthday. So I'm a person who has suffered through a lot of life's challenges and who's come through the other side successfully in her health. I was a plus size woman, upwards of close to 400 pounds. I know we're on the radio broadcast, but
I can tell the listeners she's nowhere near 400 pounds right now. I can tell you that.
So I've suffered through some financial woes and come out the other side. I know what it is to go through family life challenges, so I can relate to my clients. So I'm relatable, and I can honestly say that I'm a multifaceted, forward-looking, forward-thinking, and forward-acting person.
All right. Now, we always like to ask our guests their big why, and your big why was it was a simple one: because I can.
Okay. That's a whole story in itself, and it will take the whole time of this cast to really explain it. and I will do so just quickly, because I can give individuals and businesses vested energy and time to transform. And like I said earlier, we transform all the time. We transform whether it be to a we can transform whether it be in any aspect of our lives, whether it be career or health, but because I can help others. And that's just the short and long of it. We're here to share. We're here to flow. We're here to grow and to give what we know. So I know that rhymes, and I'm not a hip-hop artist by any means, but here, hustle and flow, and I know that's from somewhere else. But nevertheless, if we have what we know and we harbor that, we're not using our God-given talent to share, and that's just wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's the short and long of that.
All right. Now, you talk about a forward-moving life. Tell us how you've been able to commit to that. You've talked about a lot of things you've come through. What was it that kind of shifted, or what was that moment that made you say, this is not what I have to live the rest of my life like, and I'm going to go ahead and start that holistic transformation for myself?
Okay. That's a good question. A little bit of a backstory. I grew up in foster care. I was in multiple foster homes and group homes from age 6 and a half until I emancipated out at 18 when I went away to college. And good story is I did reunite with my biological family, but there's more to the story on that, so stay tuned. My book is coming out within the next few weeks. After emancipation and going through my 20s and my 30s, and I retired from my corporate career, as a matter of fact, my federal career, I was a civil servant, I always had a passion, a thrive to give back. And for me, it wasn't I should do. It wasn't a gonna do. It is a I have to do. It wasn't a shoulda, coulda, woulda. It was just a next progression, because I had a plan in place. Mm-hmm. It was, this is what you should do because this is what was done for you.
Right, gotcha.
It was a setup, and a good setup.
All right. So let's get into it. Let's talk about, we're going to start with the five key questions. You talk about five key questions to determine if you're destined to succeed. So I'm going to put out some of the questions and just let you go for it.
All
right. So the first key question we have is, do you know your life's purpose?
Life's purpose. Many people walk around like zombies. And I'm going to just use this basic analogy. We get up, we're told what to do. Now, I'm not talking about laws of the land. We have to stay within some confines of the law, because they're set there, you know, to keep people within some type of constraint to be orderly. That's one stream. I get that. But some people don't know why they're here. If you don't know why we're here and why you're here, you have no direction. Lack of direction is almost equated to lack of purpose. Do you know why you're here? We help individuals and businesses and corporations find their true focus. It's almost like when you meet with a consultant or a business coach, and I sort of parallel this. I'm not going to get too deep into this. When you meet with when someone stands up a business and they go to a business coach like the Small Business Development Center and say, "What is your niche?" And this is asking an individual what your niche is, and that means what is your primary purpose? Why are you in business? And that individual says, well, I do this, and I do that, and I do this. But really, you don't know what you do. And a person's walking around, they say, well, I don't know. I just exist. Mm-hmm. We help people find out why they exist. And then once they find why they're here and what their purpose is, they finally begin to hone in who they really are. And that helps them get a sense of direction. It gives them an alignment to fulfill their assignment.
All right. I like that. Now, going into the next question, and it kind of flows right into it, you asked the question, are you in a career that satisfies you, or are you satisfying the career?
Okay. This is, and I have to say, this is my one of my, actually out of all of the pillars, this is my favorite. Part of it is because it's my career path. This is what I went to school for, my degrees and my occupation. When I was in college, I worked as a career services assistant. I actually changed my major from pharmacy to business. And then I got an undergraduate degree in organizational development, and I went to the graduate level and went into HR and the doctorate level with a specialty, if you will, in human resources and what have you. But I ask people all the time, what do you really want to do? Are you doing what you really want to do? Are you doing it just to pay the bills? And I continue to find out that people are just really working for a check. Are you checking for the money? That's a whole different question. And once again, that'll take not only this cast, that'll take the cast of our lifetime to really talk about that. So we can go on and on all day long talking about what are you doing and are you doing what you really like to do? So that's a whole nother question altogether. That's a whole nother cast. We can talk about that later. We can talk about it all day long.
Well, I do want to, kind of ask, let's get into a little bit of it, because what do you think is one of the, some of the biggest pitfalls of those who do find themselves in those kind of careers where they're not working something that satisfies them? They're just doing it because maybe they can't afford to quit anymore. They've trapped themselves into a situation. What are some of the pitfalls those people run into when they're doing that, just working a job because they have to?
Well, some of the pitfalls that I've seen is they when they get into these dead-end, dead-locked, dead-headed jobs, mm-hmm. okay? They get in because they lack ambition. That's A. They lack volition. That's two. See, I'm getting on my soapbox here. See, Ryan, why did you open up that door?
We want to hear it. The people need to hear this.
You got me on my soapbox. And then three, they lack knowledge that they can open up a door to their passion and their dreams, mm-hmm. okay, to go forward to that other door to what they like to do. So we have in our cadre of resources a way that they can unlock what they can do, because it's all about their interests, their abilities, and their knowledge as well, to open up to go into their career of what they would like to do. Okay, so there's so much more of an avenue. Once again, it goes back to just being not only being in alignment, but being on assignment, so they won't be in confinement. That's another thing. When you speak to me, I'll ask folks, are you on assignment? Are you in alignment so you won't be in confinement? Okay, right. That's my trademark. So if you see me, I'm going to say, are you on assignment, Ryan Green? Are you on assignment? Mm-hmm. Are you in alignment to what you're supposed to be doing? Okay, then if you're not in those things, then guess what? You're in confinement. And so that goes to anything, especially in your career. I see so many people, whether you're in Cube Nation, whether you, and right now we're in the D.C. area, we have Cube Nation. I got a good government job, but I hate it.
Absolutely.
I hate it. I could talk about that all day long, too. Yeah. So yeah. Like I said, we can, okay, you got a good government job, but you ain't happy.
Right.
You're not happy. Why? Oh, I really want to be a chef. I got a catering business on the side. And I said, didn't say business. I got business, catering right. business on the side. I love to cook. Oh, my catering business could make just as much as my government job. But my government job, I get a check every, 26 pay periods out of the year. Like I said, you got me on my soapbox. Right. I was trying not to go there. You opened me up.
I want the whole thing. We don't want the surface. I didn't want to dig.
I didn't want to go in. You got me going in.
Well, let's go to this last question. We want to ask about the transformational wholeness. And you asked, can you define your transformational wholeness? So help us walk through how can we define that transformational wholeness.
Transformational wholeness is individual, and that's where we dig the deepest. How you just asked me about career, we really did, and that's individual for each person. Transformational wholeness for you may be not just, and it goes back to the five pillars of success. And I started that off by talking about your pillars need to be equal, just like how you build a home. If they're unequal, then you're going to have a lopsided house. Mm-hmm. If they're unequal in your life, then your life will be unbalanced. So transformational wholeness needs to be balanced for everybody, but your balance will be different based on your individual needs.
Right.
Okay? So, but what is wholeness to you? Is it wholeness in your family? Okay? Is it wholeness in your finances balanced with your career? Is it wholeness in your health? Example for me. For me, I'm a cancer survivor. For me, I have balanced mental health challenges. For me, it was in a career. I was a federal careerist and I had to retire. Yes, I did retire in order so that it could save my life. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I had to balance that, being a newlywed at the time. Once I retired, I had to balance that and ensure that I could live so that my finances, I had to balance that. So transformation, which is a constant, because we're always transforming, okay, so that we can continue being norming, okay, so that we can continue to grow, okay, and those things will continue to keep us whole. Because if you have one of those out of alignment, you will have a broke system in your life.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So for everyone, it's going to be different. And there's another piece of this, and this is just something I just thought of. You take a piece of pie, and everybody's pie is different. It may be 60% financial. I just said that's a big percentage. It may be 20% financial. It may be 14% career. It just depends on what wholeness means to you in this sense. So,
all right. Well, we want to get into a couple of the pillars of success in the time we have. We kind of touched on career a little bit, but I want to get to the finance one because people don't like to talk about money and they don't want other people talking about their money.
That's right.
But we want to talk about it today. Okay. We want to talk about finances and what that means in your five pillars of success and some tips on what we can do to make sure we get that pillar straight.
Okay. Finances. In our programs, we have several different tools to help people get financially healthy and get financially right. And as you said before, yeah, true, people don't like you getting in their finances, especially, and I'm just going to be just blunt and direct, especially African American, especially people that look like me. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to flat out and say it. I didn't want to go there, but like I said, you sort of took me out of my box and you put me in a different box. A lot of times people are ashamed about their finances. Mm-hmm. Financially broke, broke and not necessarily broke because they don't have, but because broke because they don't know. We have tools to help individuals get financially right so far as budgeting. And that's one of the pillars. If you have a cracked pillar and if you knock that over like dominoes, the rest of the dominoes will fall and you can't you can't get the transformational wholeness when your finances are cracked and tipped over. So have some tools that will help those to get to financial wholeness. For one example, I have a client, and I'll just use this example, who needed some financial literacy, just basic financial literacy, needed to had a illness and didn't know that there was student loan forgiveness. And her illness, bless her heart, and I'll just go ahead and say this, applied for that program, fit the criteria for that program. Now that individual doesn't have to pay back student loans at all. Is that right?
Wow.
I mean, and there's 17 illnesses right now that if a person applies can received student loan forgiveness. There are, yes, there are 17.
I don't know one wants to get sick, but but
there's guidelines.
Right, right.
There are guidelines. That's just one. You know, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power. And when you have strong pillars, they hold up a structure. Because they dig deep into the ground, mm-hmm. your financial pillar can be what? Strong.
Right.
That's one of the pillars. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power. But that's just a piece of it. That's just a piece of it. There's more to come. There's
all
more
right,
to come.
All right. All right.
There's more to come.
I want to talk about the health one because that's going to probably take us out of here. But I want to talk about the health one because your story, I mean, I know you didn't give all the details today. People have to come file and get the full story. But, you know, I feel like there's a lot there. So I want you to talk to us about how your life changed and then how others who are facing whatever their health situation may be can change when they, whether they're forced to tackle it or they just finally make the decision to tackle it and how it impacted your life when you finally had to face those health issues.
Well, I have had several issues involving my life concerning not only going through cancer and going through other scares. I've had a cancer scare, and then I had cancer, and that was a little bit scary, but mental health issues, but the weight loss. And so many people over the years have asked me, I remember living in the D.C. area the first time and being 370-plus pounds. Mm-hmm. And then when I came back, someone says, "You sound like a lady named Tressa." It is me. Oh, my God. What did you do? And then I tell them it was a mixture of, you know, exercise, and I used several programs. And then I said I had some surgery, too, which only with the surgery, only lost 120-something on the surgery, which is a lot, and I lost 130-something on my own. Mm-hmm. So I will say that for the record, and I know this is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I am saying that with my own voice. The thing is people, when they look at all the weight loss and they look and they see, was it easy? It isn't. And maintaining a healthy lifestyle, whether you use a combination of surgery or whether you use products, there's a mindset. And that's another thing that I do teach through our programs. Everything is a mindset. That is mindset. That is the strongest piece and component that crosses all the pillars. That is the most deepest. It is the most foundational and the strongest pillar of all is your mindset, is the brain. If you don't have it crossing all the pillars, it the transformational process will not work.
Absolutely.
It will not work.
Wow. I want to thank you for your time today. I want to give you a chance to close us out, give any last words that maybe we didn't get to that you want to leave with our listeners.
Well, one thing, and I'm going to repeat this, and you'll hear this, stay with me or stay with you anytime that you will hear me. I'm going to ask all of my listeners, all of your listeners, excuse me, out there, is continue to stay on assignment, stay in alignment so you won't be in confinement. That's all I have to say right now. Thank you so much.
Dr. Trey Steger-Smith, you can find out more information on www.destinedtosucceedmastermind.com. I want to thank you for coming in again today, wishing you the best. You've been listening to Peak Performance Radio. I am Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.